back here on US 98.1 KUSN. I am Matt Jordan. We are live out here for the Dalton Defenders Days. We are set up in the Dalton Defenders Museum. And my next guest, a little special interview here. We have Josh Gates with Discovery Channel's Expedition Unknown. Josh, I know you got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Appreciate you coming to Coffeyville and appreciate you taking some time to talk with us here.
Are you kidding? I'm thrilled to be here. This is awesome. My first time here.
So maybe people that aren't quite familiar with what the show is about, explain a little bit about what you do and what brought you to Coffeyville specifically.
Sure. Expedition Unknown is a weekly travel adventure show, and we go all over the world investigating mysteries. Some of those are archaeological mysteries, everything from, you know, vanished empires to lost treasures, and some of those are things like Wild West mysteries. So we're here in Coffeyville doing a story on the Dalton Gang. You know, one of the most famous gangs of the Old West, and a lot of legends surrounding them and around who they were, what they were all about their treasure, supposedly. And so we're here at Defender Days doing a piece on them.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a gang that, had they succeeded in what they wanted to do, I think probably could have been one of the more infamous gangs in the history of, Western outlaw. But, unfortunately for the city,
yeah, wait a minute, whose side are you on?
Wait,
man.
You know,
wait a
you
minute.
Know, fortunately for the city, unfortunately for them, the citizens of this town had other ideas.
Yeah, they were, for a few years there, a really successful gang. They were really infamous, both in their day and afterwards. You know, there's been books and movies, and there's an Eagles album, right? I mean, there's a lot of people have referenced the Dalton Gang over the years, and they were a really infamous gang, and they got maybe a little greedy here in Coffeyville trying to knock off two banks at the same time. Probably not a great idea. And they got trapped here, and the citizens rose up against them, and that was it for the Dalton Gang.
Yeah, kind of an example of what lack of preparation and maybe overconfidence will do you in.
Yeah, you know, if you're robbing banks and trains and stagecoaches, that's you probably don't want to do two at the same time. You're just showing off at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you again for taking some time. Hopefully you enjoyed your time in Coffeyville and watching the Dalton Defenders Days. And when can the people that are listening look forward to seeing this episode air on
Discovery, yeah. So it'll air on Discovery and stream on Discovery Plus. It'll be sometime next year. It'll probably be, I would say, April or May of next year. We don't have a date for that yet, but folks can check out Expedition Unknown Wednesdays on Discovery and streaming on Discovery Plus. And, man, we've just had the best time here in Coffeyville. I learned a lot today. I didn't know that this is where the Icy was from.
Yeah.
That's huge news to me.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. The Icy's from here, and the left and right boot. I was unaware that the left and right boot, that boots were just universal, and that somebody here in town had the good idea to maybe make one for each foot.
Yeah, the IC is a big deal here. We when I first moved here and started the job here at the station, they did a ribbon cutting for the IC. The family put one in at the Chamber of Commerce. First ever news story I did here.
Yeah.
That's when I learned that the IC was a big deal.
Well, that's major news. Yeah. I mean, this must be the only Chamber of Commerce in America with an IC machine in it.
By the family of the original IC, you know. So
the,
there you go.
The IC family.
Yeah, the IC family.
So, yeah.
Again, Josh, thanks for taking some time. Look forward to checking out the Coffeyville episode, the Dalton Defender episode, and encourage people to just check out the show in general.
Absolutely, and also encourage folks to come over to Coffeyville. This place is great.
All right. Well, we got one more break here in the 11 o'clock hour, and then we'll wrap up our time. Again, thanks to Josh. We'll go back to the music here on US 98.1.